The Green Party has recently brought forward a proposal to change legislation so that gay and lesbian individuals who live in a registered partnership would be able to adopt children. The proposal is based on an analysis by the Committee for Sexual Minorities. Within Europe, individual adoption for gay and lesbian individuals in registered partnerships is legal in a number of countries, including Germany, Norway, and the UK. Lucia Otahalova works for the Government Council for Human Rights, which has declared the current adoption law an act of discrimination against same-sex couples who live in registered partnerships, because both married heterosexual couples and individuals of both orientations can adopt children.
The proposal that was approved by the Government Council for Human Rights originally was proposed by the Committee for Sexual Minorities and is based on a legal analysis that says that the ban for individual adoption in the registered partnership law is unconstitutional. It means that a person who enters into a registered partnership is the only one who is not allowed to adopt a child individually. So basically the proposal aims to abolish this ban.
The proposal has been backed by a petition organized by gay activists. So far, 2,000 supporters have signed it. This pro-adoption petition came in response to an initiative organized by Christian Democrat deputy Michaela Šojdrová, who opposes any change in law that would grant homosexual couples the right to adopt. On her website, she called on the public to support her petition against the adoption proposal a month ago, and to date, more than 10,000 have signed. Ms. Šojdrová herself had this to say on the issue.
We're talking about children who cannot make their own decisions, who cannot give their opinion on what happens to them. And from the psychological point of view, the situation is very clear-cut. A child needs a mother and a father. Of course, if the child loses one of its parents due to a death or other circumstances and is raised by a single parent, that's something that we cannot influence as lawmakers. But if we welcomed legislation that would make it possible for registered partners to adopt, then we would make it legally possible for a child to grow up without a male or female role model, without a mother or a father. And such a step by lawmakers seems unacceptable to me.
To mě připadá jako pro zákonodárce nepřijatelné.
Some psychologists agree with the deputy. Child psychologist Jaroslav Šturma considers the presence of both a male and a female role model vital for children and opposes the proposed change in adoption law.
Female model, which should be laid before us, before society, is that model of the family based on the relation of a man and of a woman. So I think that such a law would be a wrong signal for the public, for the citizens.
But other psychologists cite research findings that paint a different picture. Dr. Hanna Polashkova, whose research activity includes work with families with lesbian partners, says the presence of parents of both sexes is not crucial to the welfare of a child.
The assumption that children will necessarily do better being raised in, again, the traditional family, lacks empirical support. We can say that regardless of the family structure, that means talking about two men, two women, or the heterosexual couple, children in general are likely to do well in such family environment that is characterized of an absence, for example, of conflict, where there are high levels of cooperation, where there is trust, for example, high levels of warmth and care, and so on.
According to Dr. Polashkova, the absence of a father or mother is not to be equated with the absence of a male or female role model.
from everyday life, and I know this from my own research with lesbian women in the Czech Republic, the parents are not the only role models in the life of their child. And especially in the case of lesbian parents, it's quite obvious that they pay special attention to this issue, and they're trying to their best to secure really wide social network for their children that would include adults of both genders, both sexual and emotional orientations, and so on.
Child psychologist Dr. Sturma does not believe that such male role models can replace a father figure.
They don't live on an island, but the most important for learning of these life important roles and for these identifications are the bonds to the persons who are closely connected with the child, with the deep, unique attachment. So the teacher, scout leader, coach, trainer, they have a completing, secondary, also important, but secondary role.
Jarmila Kovalovská is bringing up two girls with her female partner. She believes that the argument a male role model is necessary to ensure the positive development of a child is not a strong one.
To me, this is actually the weakest argument against the adoption of kids in same-sex couples that I can think of, because you have so many other people in your environment. You know, it's not just your father that's representing a certain model. It's, you know, friends of us. It's a wider family. You know, it's so many people. It's teachers at school. It's, you know, people, for instance, you have a hobby, you know, it's so many people around you that I really can't see how our kids could lack this model.
Mrs. Kovalovská, like many lesbian parents in the Czech Republic, finds herself in a difficult legal situation. Although she is an active parent and raises two daughters with her partner, she has no legal right to the children since she is not the biological parent. For her, a change in law would be most welcome.
I would really appreciate if I could adopt them, because I think it's going to give much more stability to all of us. And also it would have impact on us being recognized in a wider society as a family. And to be more practical again, for instance, now, even though I'm, you know, looking after them every day, in situations such as when we need to sign an application for the kids when they go to kindergarten, or, you know, when we need to go to a doctor and decide, you know, whether they should be vaccinated against common children diseases, I'm not the one that can make such a decisions or can sign such forms.
But not being able to make formal or legal decisions regarding her children isn't the harshest implication of not being her daughter's legal guardian.
Of course, the most difficult situation would be if something happens to my partner and then I actually have no rights to the kids, and that really puts them as well as me into a very unstable situation.
Dr. Polášková is in favor of a change in law and said it would go beyond just the practical aspect.
Not only about the everyday things that need to be sorted out and that would be easier with this legislature, but it's also the symbolic level in which the heterosexual majority gives them a certain sign of social recognition and acceptance. And if these couples live today in a situation where the position of the non-biological parent is quite insecure and very problematic, it is a significant source of contextual stress. And as we know, contextual stress has got a negative impact on family functioning in general, and the family needs to cope with it. So this is a specific case of minority stress for same-sex couples raising children in the Czech Republic.
While the current proposal would not make it possible for homosexuals to jointly adopt a child, which they can legally do in EU countries such as Belgium, Spain, and the Netherlands, it would at least provide a basis for gays and lesbians who live in a registered partnership to individually adopt children.